Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talented woman right there. RIP Tina. All right. Let's just think here. Which I know is often a tall task. Let's try. Let's all try. Put our thinking caps on. Everybody knows what Andy Reid has done throughout his career. Move the ball. Move the unit. Okay? We all know that. Like I don't think that's particularly complicated. Go back to the Philly years when B-Mitch was running around with a mustache. Donovan McNabb, Brian Westbrook. Eventually, they got Terrell Owens, got to a Super Bowl. Those offenses were, Jeff Garcia, like those offenses were always good, even when McNabb kind of fell apart and they started having injuries. They were getting in the playoffs with Coy Detmer and A.J. Feely. Philly runs them out of town eventually. It's what they do. Lands in KC. What did those offenses do? They moved the ball, even with Alex Smith at quarterback. What do we know about Alex? He's a conservative player. He's smart. Doesn't turn it over, but it's not going to be explosive. Is everybody aware of what Andy Reid got Alex Smith to do the season before the Redskins traded for him? In 2017, Alex Smith threw for 4,000 yards, the only time in his career he ever came close to that number. 26 touchdowns against 5 picks. He was the highest-rated quarterback in the NFL. Highest rated. So, the Commanders aren't getting Andy Reid. We know that. Andy's not coming here to call plays. He's got his own operation in the Midwest. They're pretty good. They've accumulated some hardware over the past 5 years. He's also got a generational fella throwing the football. Probably one of the best tight ends in the last 20 years and maybe ever catching the ball. They got their own operation. Andy ain't coming here. Eric Bieniemy's coming here. Bieniemy's been the OC out there for the last 5 seasons. 2 Super Bowls. Now, but they have Mahomes, they have Kelsey, they have Andy. Okay, so maybe you want to be skeptical that that offense will translate here. If you want to go the skeptic route, you can look at Matt Nagy and the lack of offensive success he had with the Bears after leaving the Andy Reid tree. Fair, but man, that Bears team didn't have a lot of talent. Didn't have a lot of talent on the line, didn't have a lot of talent at receiver. They had Allen Robinson, but they had Mitch Trubisky throwing to him. That Bears team struggled. So what about Doug Peterson? Which I think is pretty relevant that Albert Breer pointed out for us. Peterson was with Andy Reid in Philly. Peterson was with Andy Reid in Kansas City before he got hired as the head coach for the Eagles. Oh, yeah, they won a Super Bowl in 2017. And a lot of that was Carson Wentz, and then he got hurt, and then Nick Foles had an incredible run to the Super Bowl. Doug Peterson called a reverse throw to the quarterback for a touchdown in one of the game's biggest moments, the Philly special. Huge, huge stones, huge, huge creativity. This is not Newt Rockne's offense. This is different. So if you look at Doug Peterson, what his offenses have done over the years, they've all been pretty good. They obviously had some quarterback struggles there in Philadelphia once things went sideways with Wentz. But let's look at just last year in Jacksonville. That's the most recent example. Jacksonville last season went 9-8, won the AFC South, and they won by getting hot late. Jacksonville won their last six games and seven of their last eight. Then they won a playoff game when they were down huge in the first half. They put up a really good fight against the Chiefs in KC. Trevor Lawrence is the quarterback. If there's one thing Doug Peterson does, is he helps quarterbacks. He was Brett Favre's backup for much of his career. Shout out to my boy Scott McBrien, who was on that practice squad for a while. Trevor Lawrence, I don't want to attribute all of this to Peterson, but he's certainly part of the equation here. Trevor Lawrence, number one overall pick in 2021, stud coming out of Clemson, won a national title at Clemson, I think lost another one, lost in the college football playoff. Clemson's run when they had Deshaun Watson into Trevor Lawrence is probably unmatched, at least in the ACC, and probably unmatched by any school that isn't Bama or Ohio State, or what Georgia's doing now. Trevor Lawrence's rookie year started coming right out of the gate. And I'm not mad at that when you've got a number one overall pick. And certainly a guy that has the physical tools to do it. Bryce Young may be a little different. Maybe you want him to add weight or something. But Trevor Lawrence is 6'6", probably 215, 220. I don't think there's much concern there. His rookie year, he was bad. The Jaguars were awful. Urban Meyer was grabbing ladies' butts on dance floors. Everything went sideways, right? Trevor Lawrence, rookie season, they went 3-14. He completed 59% of his passes in 17 starts. 17 starts, he only threw for 3,600 yards. Season, no matter how you chop that up. 2022, Doug Peterson takes over. Cool Doug Peterson story. Last year at the owners' meeting, so the 22 NFL Annual League meeting was in Palm Beach. You might remember Lanfield. I think I did shows from down there. I got to sit outside at the Breakers Hotel. It was quite pleasant. One night I went out to this steakhouse in Palm Beach called Meat Market. If you ever been there, it's a dope spot. And Doug Peterson had the table next to me, but it was like he had like 10, 12 dudes with him. And there was like families there, maybe not just men, but people. And I think they were enjoying themselves, having a few cocktails, Landini, maybe a bottle of wine or two. About every 10, 15 minutes, you just hear this Duval from across the restaurant where Doug would start it and the whole table would scream it. And I think everything changed for the Jags because he came in, one, with a Super Bowl ring, two, with some legit reason for excitement, and three, because he has a history of making quarterbacks work. So I gave you Lawrence's rookie year numbers, 59% completion, 12 TDs, 17 picks. How'd it look with Doug? How'd it look his second season? The 25-8. That's a 3-1 TD to INT ratio. That is the Pro Bowl level quarterback. By the way, threw for 4,100 yards, 95.2 quarterback rating. I mean, Lawrence made a sizable jump. Cut the sacks down. Three fourth quarter comebacks, including that one in the playoffs. Lawrence also was still able to use his legs. Rushed for about 300 yards with five touchdowns on the ground. Lawrence is now a viable QB1 Pro Bowl type player. I think he made the Pro Bowl last year. Pro Bowl is kind of a joke because if enough people opt out, I mean, certainly Mahomes didn't go because he had the Super Bowl to play in. I don't know that we could consider. Let's be real, and I know there's people that are going to scream about this. But, like, Sam Howell is not the same type of prospect that Trevor Lawrence was. Trevor Lawrence was the number one prospect in high school when he went to college. He was the number one prospect in college when he went to the NFL. Howell is not. But what if Bieniemy can help Howell, like Peterson helped Lawrence? And it's a reasonable question to ask because of the background of both these guys. Now, Peterson has done it on a pro level in a number of stops. Did it with Wentz. Did it with Foles. I mean, Peterson was there with the early stages of the Eagles. So you don't want to jump to too far of a conclusion. But when you're thinking about a creative offense and things that are just going to look different, I do think Albert Breer's mentioning of Doug Peterson makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I have pointed out Matt Nagy being a comp, and he is. You know, a quarterback that didn't have great development? Mitch Trubisky. And Nagy was there coming from the Chiefs and all the success they had to Chicago. Trubisky's not as bad as he's made out to be, but he's certainly not worthy of a number two overall pick and everything that happened for the Bears to move up and get him. So you've got one example of extreme success with Peterson. You've got another example of, you know, even though it's easy to knock Trubisky, and I'm not here to tell you he's great, but with Nagy at the helm in Chicago, so Trubisky's rookie year in 17, they went 4-8. He completed 59% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, 7 picks in 12 starts. 2018, Matt Nagy arrives, 66% of his passes, 24 touchdowns, 12 picks. That's 2-1. It's a big, big, big jump. Even keep going down the line in Trubisky, and he started to get hurt, and then he started to kind of, whatever you want to say, lose the locker room or whatever was going on in Chicago, which at times is fairly reminiscent of Washington with how toxic and dysfunctional it can become. Throughout his time in Chicago, Trubisky still completed 64% of his passes, 64 touchdowns against 37 picks. It's not great, but those numbers are better than the quarterback play in Washington. I mean, that's just realistic. So I don't know that you can make too great of comps between all this, but it is certainly interesting to look at. We don't know if Bieniemy is that guy, but he's going to have an opportunity. And I think where he's coming from, what he's learned, is about as good as it gets. Now, there are folks here that are convinced Howell is the next Russell Wilson. We'll let Drab get mad about that. There's some folks that want to compare him to Colt McCoy, and people flip out about that. The truth is, probably somewhere in the middle, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. It could be a lot of fun, though. And I think, going back to this morning when I was talking with the Junks for a second. What about OTAs? OTAs are way more interesting and exciting when you've got a young quarterback to watch and see what the development looks like. And they've got a young quarterback to watch, and we get to see what this development's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to be. Landfill gave you a whole dissertation on knowns and unknowns. But Landini, you tend to be fairly skeptical. I don't even want to ask Jeff this because we all know where his mind will go.
Well, he's not here, so you couldn't ask him if you wanted to.
Obviously. But what do you think of the Matt Nagy, Doug Peterson before him, coaches coming from that Andy Reid tree? You know that it's not going to be Mahomes to Kelsey. Like, we know that. But do you think Bieniemy being here can make a a significant, immediate impact on Sam Howell?
I am optimistic that it can. I don't think Scott Turner was like a particularly good offensive coordinator. I think that was just one of the, when Ron was in the era of just hiring dudes he was familiar with, I think that's what happened there. And Bieniemy, it is hard to judge because he had Mahomes, he had Kelsey in Kansas City, but the guy was the offensive coordinator of like the number one offense for, I think, 4 or 5 years. That's like, you have to expect that that guy's going to be a better offensive coordinator than Scott Turner was. And the guys, the other dudes that have come from Kansas City with Andy Reid did have some success. You know, when they were there, they didn't have, you know, that offense like was successful with Alex Smith. They right. managed to make Alex Smith into an MVP candidate. They have a kind of a track record, that Kansas City system, of taking not particularly good quarterbacks and making them at least viable in the NFL. So, yeah, I think you should be optimistic about Eric Bieniemy, definitely.
I think if you're a Skins, Red Wolves, Burgundy and Gold football team, Commanders fan right now, I think this is the most optimistic you can have felt in a long time. The top of the list is ownership. The absolute top of the list. Numbers 1 through 5 might be ownership. But I think you've got an intriguing quarterback, a new offensive coordinator that, honestly, just being at OTAs is clearly setting a different tone. I find it a little remarkable that Ron decided he needed to let Eric come in and kind of overhaul a lot of things. I mean, just like the media structure, the time structure, it's all significantly different. But I think Bieniemy said at his introductory press conference, comfort is the enemy of progress. I think some folks are uncomfortable. I think that will continue to happen. And I cannot wait. Cannot wait to see if there's progress. Because as much as we don't, as much as it's easy to dump on Ron's tenure here, and honestly, the 10 years prior, which weren't Ron, but they're always flirting with the playoffs in December. And then they tend to have some bad losses. Week 17 to the Browns last year, as an example. Progress would be they get to December, flirting with the playoffs, and they win those games. And all of a sudden, they're 9-8 instead of 8-9. They're 10-7 instead of 7-10. That's progress, and it seems attainable. What is definitely attainable? A dope outdoor spot for you and your family. JP Finley here for Offenbachers. Summer's just around the corner. The weather has been beautiful, and it's time to take advantage of the great outdoors again. Say you're going to host a Memorial Day weekend barbecue, or you just want to enjoy the sun. Offenbachers has got you covered with the highest quality outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. No one beats Offenbachers' styles, quality, prices, service, or integrity. And from now through Memorial Day, Offenbachers is offering an additional 10% off all in-stock outdoor furniture and game room merchandise, plus free financing for qualified buyers. Not to mention extra discounts and incentives on all hot tubs and swim spas. Offenbachers has just finished an expansion of their Herndon showroom. Come see an even bigger selection of merchandise to choose from, including a clearance center with heavily discounted merchandise priced to sell immediately. Check out their Herndon showroom or any of Offenbacher's 4 locations, plus including Annapolis, Rockville, or their sister store, Great Gatherings in Gainesville, VA. Don't miss Offenbacher's Memorial Day sales event. Visit Offenbachers.com and don't forget to mention that JP Finley sent you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Haywood County. God, what a talent. Wednesdays, we usually play Fact or Fiction. But because yesterday was OTAs, we were a little busy, a lot going on, we're going to play it today. Fact or Fiction is a game where Landfill plays some audio and we react if the person is lying or not. Because you know what a lot of people do with a lot of regularity? They lie.
They lie. They love to lie.
People are full of bleep. That's a little preview of Bleep You Thursday. You know who's full of bleep? A two-letter company that runs toll booths in our area. Two-letter, one word, I should say. But you'll never guess.
I'll never guess.
Bleep You Thursday. Phone's open, 1 o'clock. All right, let's get some Fact or Fiction, Landy.
All right, we're starting off basketball. This is a very famous basketball player. He had some comments. Here you go.
I think game 5 is going to be a cakewalk for the Celtics. I think they're going to have so much energy because when not getting swept, it's not a cup. They don't get a cookie. But now they're going to go back home. That place is going to be loud, incredible. I think they're going to kill Miami next game. And they're going to come back down here. And I'm going to tell you something else. Game 6 in Miami going to be game 7 for Miami.
All right, Fact or Fiction. Game 5 is going to be a cakewalk for the Celtics.
Game 5 tonight, 8:30 in Boston. I kind of believe him because didn't the Sixers get up 3-2 and then the Celtics had to win 2 in a row and did? I am tempted to agree with Chuck Barkley there. Fact or Fiction, Landfill, was that Barkley or Danny Routier?
It could have been Danny Routier, but that was in fact Charles Barkley.
Cakewalk, I mean, what does Vegas tell us? Let's see what we know here.
He also made a secondary claim in there that game 6 in Miami would actually be game 7 for Miami. Like, if they lose that one and they go back to Boston, presumably for game 7, they're done.
I do agree with that. I think if the Heat are going to win it. Yo, by the way, did you see the bet PFT made?
No.
Do you want to know about it?
Yes.
Damn, the Celtics are 8-point favorites tonight in Boston at home. I will be watching that game. We get to shoot some television programming over at NBC4 tonight, and then I'll probably watch the second half from my back porch is what I'm thinking. Where are you going to watch?
I'll definitely be watching at home. Definitely.
From being asleep, or are you actually going to watch it?
Yeah, from the couch. I was looking at the odds, the betting odds for this series. Despite the fact that they're up 3-0, the Heat are only like minus 200 to advance to the next round, which is pretty astonishing.
So you got to hear this bet PFT made, and assuming he's able to join us tomorrow, we can ask him about it. Which if the Celtics win tonight, he's going to get pretty damn nervous. PFT likes taking, I guess, heavy favorites. He bet a parlay, a two-game parlay. This is when, now the Panthers, I believe, have already clinched, right? Like, they're into the Stanley Cup, the Florida Panthers. But he bet a two-way parlay, Heat to win the Eastern Conference at minus 1,400, parlayed with the Panthers before they had clinched the East, the NHL East, at minus 2,500. Lanville, you sitting down? He bet 10 grand to win 1,100 bucks. And now the Heat have lost one game. Dude, if I was him tonight, if the Heat lose tonight, I'd be freaking out. 10 grand. I understand he's in a different tax bracket than the rest of us, but that's, that's a very small return on the investment if it hits. So just for PFT's sake, I'm rooting for the Heat. All right, give me another fact or fiction, Lanville.
All right,
is that one of the wildest bets you've ever heard?
That is, I think the guy, I forget exactly who it was, but there was always, like, every time Floyd Mayweather would fight, there was a guy who would just, like, bet him to win at ridiculous odds.
Right, I can't
remember who that guy was, but that reminds me
Mattress
of this.
Mattress Mack?
Something, maybe.
No, there was another guy that was, like, Vegas Dave or something. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so here's another clip. This one is from a couple days ago. This one was from Roger Goodell.
Mary Jo White is an expert. She's being incredibly thorough. When she's concluded the investigation, she'll let me know. We have pledged to make sure we tell our ownership, and we've pledged to make sure that the findings are made public. So we will do that.
Fact or fiction, the NFL will make the findings public.
I think there is so much wording jujitsu there. I think everything he said is technically true. I think technically those are all facts. Okay? I think Mary Jo White's investigation is not complete yet. I do, Lanfill. I think it's not complete yet because Dan Snyder refuses to testify or answer her questions, whatever the correct term is. And I think for her, she would say, well, I can't finish this unless I get to talk to the guy. Now, eventually, if this team gets sold, I don't think Dan's ever going to talk to her. Because what leverage does the league have to get that done anymore? So at that point, I think there will be a finished investigation, not necessarily completed, but it's finished because it can't go on anymore. And I do believe Goodell will make things available to the ownership. But one thing I find fascinating, and old Chris Kynard, the cluster buster, has pointed this out to me. Can you play it again and listen to what he says about the public?
Mary Jo White is an expert. She's being incredibly thorough. When she's concluded the investigation, she'll let me know. We have pledged to make sure we tell our ownership, and we've pledged to make sure that the findings are made public. So we will do that.
Pledge to make sure we tell our ownership, and pledge to make sure the findings become public.
That's a good point.
This is CK's, you know, conspiracy theory brain, but the findings doesn't necessarily mean the report. Because you could argue, I mean, you could argue, there are people that would argue the last report, they made some of the findings public. They fined him 10 mil. You know, they said there was whatever sort of super double secret probation. Now, I think they know they have to put some sort of actual document out. Like, there has to be something people can read and print out. You know what I mean? If they want to. But I don't know that we're going to let the findings to, we're going to release the findings to the public means if Mary Jo White wrote 100 pages of a report, don't know if we're getting all 100 pages.
Do you think it'll be like one of those situations, like with a government report where they release it, but it's like 45% redacted?
Maybe. Now, the last investigation, they said they didn't want to do that because it doesn't protect the people that came forward enough. I'm not sure I believe that, but that was their public answer. I do think we have to be prepared for a more of a book report than a book. Like, we might get the Cliff's Notes, but we're not getting every detail.
A one-page summary of the report.
Some bullet points, yeah.
There was a lot of bad stuff that happened. Next. He's gone. Bye-bye.
Would you be stunned?
They buried the last report.
I mean, they completely buried the last one. Now, this one, they've said repeatedly, we're going to make the findings public. But findings sure gives you some wiggle room.
Yeah, at this point, I would put a PFT bet on they don't release the report. They release the findings of the report.
You would put a $10,000 bet on anything?
No, I would put my equivalent of a PFT
bet.
What
is your equivalent of a 10 grand bet?
$36.
Like, I don't know that you would put $36 on the sun coming up tomorrow.
I would put $36 on the sun coming up, yes.
It's pretty much a sure thing.
Pretty much.
But ask Kyle Shanahan. We don't even know if we'll all be here next week.
No idea.
All right. You got another one for me?
I got one here. Yes, I got one more. We're going back to basketball here.
I was so mad this morning, I had to turn the TV off. Because the Denver Nuggets, who have been the best basketball team in the world all season, sweep, get to the finals for the first time. Now, you know Mike Malone, I love him, but he's whiny. But he does have a point.
No, he has a great point.
He has a great point.
No, a great point.
I mean, that's like, and I love Mike Malone. I cannot wait.
Michael Malone. If you really love him, call him Michael.
Okay. Michael Malone. I can't wait to get to Denver. I was so glad. I was so mad watching TV this morning to everything. And listen, we all love LeBron. He didn't say he was retiring yet. When he does that, we'll do all that stuff. But it should have been all about the Denver Nuggets and Joker, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, and those guys.
So, fact or fiction? They shouldn't have been talking about LeBron on TV the day after the Lakers got swept.
Fiction. One, it's the biggest star in the NBA in the last 20 years. Period. I don't think he's retiring at all. But two, you're going to have the next 2 weeks to talk about the Nuggets. Joker, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, or whoever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the altitude. Jeff would like to talk about the legal mushrooms in Colorado. Whatever you want to talk about, you could talk about. It's the Lakers. It's LeBron, and they just got swept. And there was a real notion that they might have to blow the whole thing up midway through the year. Then they got hot late. They got these young, they got Rui, our Rui, my Rui, the kid Reeves, who apparently is like a country bumpkin, but just a baller. You talk about the team that just lost. Because you're about to get a whole lot more time to talk about the team that won. And maybe in the immediate aftermath of a sweep like the Nuggets did to the Lake Show, it should have been more of a 50-50 split. Like, yo, this Nuggets team's really good. I don't know that anybody's going to stop Murray and Joker. By the way, what happens next for LeBron? Like, okay, maybe, but it's the next day, and LeBron said he might retire, even though he's kind of just doing the LeBron look at me thing. I think he was just tired and worn out and kind of dejected from getting swept. No, dude, it was reasonable to talk about the Lakers that day. Eventually, there's plenty of time to talk about the Nuggets. Here's what there's time for us to talk about. This weekend, LIV Golf coming to D.C., Trump National. Jeff Walker's going to be out there. I've been at golf tournaments with Jeff. It's a wild ride. I have no idea why now is the time Jeff would unlock the phones when he's about to have to run a segment, but you never know what the hell Jeff's going to do. Jeff Walker's LIV Golf Preview next. Whoa. Little prepubescent JP.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Game out there. Don't go anywhere. If you're going to the LIV golf tournament this weekend. Now, I watch a lot of golf. I play the sport poorly. Brian watches some, plays the sport quite well. Landville, you watch any golf?
No.
How would you rate your putting game? I've seen you putt.
I made two amazing putts a few months back.
When was that?
You and B. Mitch were watching me. I made multiple putts.
Oh, under the chair.
Under the chair.
That's right.
Through several obstacles, and I retired.
Time you had to putt over at East Potomac at Haynes Point?
That didn't go
well.
When
B. Mitch took the 30-minute phone call.
Yeah, B. Mitch paused the round of golf to record a podcast for 30 minutes. He claims it was only 10, but it's a lie.
It's a lie.
I decided to putt his ball for him, and it took me like 8 shots to get it in from 6 feet.
Yeah, that's about right. So because of the various levels of expertise, Jeff, you better not be doing any research. So we talked to Jeff yesterday about doing a LIV golf preview for this weekend's event. And at about, so it's 11:50 now. Jeff's known about this segment for a day now, full 24 hours. At about 11:46, he's like, JP, am I allowed to do research? And at that point, I said no. Like, Jeff, could have done research last night, yesterday, this morning, but 4 minutes in advance, no. So, Jeff, tell us everything we need to know about the LIV golf tournament this weekend.
Okay, now, you told me not to do research yesterday, so I kept my end of the bargain.
You always do, pal.
And I did not do
If
no
I tell
research.
You not to do something, I can pretty much count on you not doing it.
Okay.
Unless it's, Jeff, don't slap any asses this weekend. I don't think I can believe you.
Yeah, don't believe me on that one. But now, okay, so your LIV golf preview for this weekend. If you don't know anything about LIV golf, just know this is the only golf tournament you're going to where there are teams wearing jerseys of the same color. And you want to catch some legends out there? You could catch what was them teams? Cause I remember I seen this on Twitter. Cause they look like
You're
the Canadian football team. So look, you have what they call Ironside or Ironheads. That's Phil Mickelson. So if you want to see Phil, go look for the Ironheads or Ironside. If you want to see some PGA golfers from last week, your boy Bryson DeChambeau, he's playing with he's the team captain for the Fireballs. And then
that's not accurate, but I'm stunned you know about the Fireballs. Partial credit.
And then you got my boy that I picked and beat all y'all in the PGA Championship pool, Brooks Koepka.
Yesterday you called him Bruce Koepka.
It was an accident. You know, I forget people's names that I see every day sometimes, JP. It's a habit.
What team is Brooks Koepka on?
The Stingers.
Nope.
It's not the Stingers?
No.
It's like Stinger G.
I have a $100 bill right here.
I swear it's the Stingers.
Name two players on the Stingers.
Does Casper count?
No. I don't even know what that means.
The friendly ghost.
Landville, just validate to the people that I'm holding a Benji right here.
You are holding a $100 bill. I've looked at the Stingers roster. I've heard of two of these guys, but yeah, only two.
Two major winners.
Yeah.
So, you act like you saying two major winners is going to help me here, man. Let's go.
Fact or fiction? All right, the $100 is now off the table.
Okay.
Is Charles Schwartzel on the Stingers?
Fact.
Is Dean Burmeister on the Stingers?
Never even heard of that name, so I'm going to say fiction.
Okay, he is. This is an all-South African team. Louis Oosthuizen, Charles Schwartzel, Brandon Grace, and Dean Burmeister. What can you tell us about Trump National, Jeff? What kind of layout is it? Do you know what kind of grass, what kind of putting surfaces?
No. Is it synthetic? Is it turf?
Hold on.
What
turf?
You said what type of grass they have. Look, I only know regular grass and turf.
Jeff, you think they're playing a golf tournament on turf? Jeff, worked at the PGA tournament, the Wells Fargo, last summer at Avenel. Uh-huh. You and I worked that event together. You were a star out there. Everybody loves Jeff Walker at golf tournaments.
Oh, hold on. Did you
see any turf?
Bryson DeChambeau. No, because that's two different golf courses, isn't it?
How many golf courses?
I've never seen one with turf, but the way you said it and the way this tournament is, I wouldn't be surprised if it was some turf on the field or the golf course.
How many golf courses do you think use turf?
And my boy Bryson DeChambeau played for Smash.
That's true. You clearly just looked that up.
No,
that,
I didn't. My good boy helped me out.
Well, your boy's wrong.
No.
Brooks Koepka played for Smash.
My bad. No.
Yeah, Brooks,
my boy,
not Bruce.
My boy, not Smash. What is the oven? Crushers.
Who'd you say was the captain of the Iron Heads? Which you also said the Iron Hammers? No,
I thought the Iron Heads was what's his name? Phil Mickelson.
He's the high flyers.
Yeah. But my boy Bryson DeChambeau, the one who be cranking, boom, the crushers.
That's true.
And I only remember those names because we was having a conversation with my friends, and they said, yo, are these Canadian football teams coming out? And I'm like, no, bro. It clearly says LIV Golf Teams. And, yeah.
So just last one. How many golf courses do you think use turf?
None, but, you know, you said what type of grass. Those are the only two grasses I know, turf and regular grass. So I thought they was doing something different.
What about the kind you smoke?
That is not a grass. It's like, nah. But I don't know what you're talking about, JP. I don't smoke. But
all right, so if we had – like, we're not sure if we're going to get the whole report or the findings of Mary Jo White. Landfill, what would be the findings of Jeff Walker's LIV Golf preview?
Gonna be lit.
I think he nailed it.
I think he nailed it.
This is a fantastic preview.
Oh, Landfill gave you the nailed it.
Jeff, how many women will you hit on it during your time at the LIV Golf Tournament?
Anyone that look at me.
And what should the junkies? Now it's the junkie show you're working, right? Saturday morning.
Yes, I'll be out there 9 to 12.
Who all's going out there?
All the junkies, I believe. They're actually broadcasting.
Okay. What do you think, Landfill, if we could prepare the junks for Jeff Walker being their AP out there, is there any advice we should give them to kind of get ready?
The junkies, they've been doing radio for a long time. I'm not sure they've ever experienced anything like what they're gonna deal with this Saturday.
What time does the junk show start? 9, 8?
9.
9 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yeah.
What do you have going on Friday night, Jeff?
I actually have to DJ Friday night.
So you'll be done around 4?
Probably around like 2.
Okay. You get to bed around 4. Who knows what's going to be going on at your apartment?
Yeah. Either way, I'm going home and going to sleep.
All right.
So I could be bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Well, bright-eyed, shiny head.
And you have to take the shuttle bus from Dulles Town Center over there?
I guess.
No, he's getting a ride with Matt Valdez. They already set it up.
That is smart.
Yeah, we are.
You already forgot that.
Yeah. And I probably have to Uber back. So is that a far Uber?
No.
Yes. From Sterling to your house?
No. From Sterling to the shopping center.
Oh, no. Okay. You could probably catch the shuttle, dude.
He also left.
You think I could jog nonstop?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely
more
not.
Than 3 miles?
He also left out the single most important part of the whole LIV Golf thing. Nearby, there is a drive-through Pizza Hut, so make sure you hit that up.
I can't believe you left that out of your preview. When the U.S. Open comes next month, we're going to have another Jeff Walker golf preview. How about this? Anybody that enjoyed that and can't wait to get to the LIV tournament this weekend, we're giving away tickets right now. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10 wins tickets. Trump National this weekend. You can watch the Aces, the Crushers, whatever team you like. You can watch DJ, you can watch Koepka, Bryson. Tickets right now, 800-636-1067. You can also find out more info at thefandc.com/contest. Mike Phillips joins us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.